This is Megan Barth filling in for Kevin Wall today on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. And if you've been listening to me over the course of time, about a month and a half ago, I was driving around the valley and stumbled across what I considered some emaciated cattle. And yes, they were emaciated. I came to realize quite quickly that some ordinances need to be changed when it comes to taking care of livestock on parcels of land. You can own livestock, cows and horses and pigs, whatever, on small parcels of land here in Vegas, but you don't have to provide these animals shade. We're looking outside today right now. It's going to be 108 degrees. So when I found and stumbled upon these cattle, I started Googling livestock rescue, and I stumbled across Barn Buddies Rescue. They are at 7222 West Grand Teton Drive in Las Vegas, Nevada. If you're in the south portion of the valley where I am, Southern Highlands, only about not even a half hour, you can go visit the farm. And the farm is run by Sharon and Glenn Linsenbart, and they have been caring for abandoned farm animals since 1961. And they want to purchase an additional couple acres of land adjacent to their farm so they can care for more animals. And she took such good care of me and helped me and navigate the city and how to file a complaint that I wanted to have her on the air today to educate all of us on how she and her husband have been just taking care. They are a godsend. They have been taking care of abused animals, whether they're dogs or chickens or cats or pigs or goats or donkeys, llamas. They have a llama. So I'd like to invite Sharon onto the show. Hey, Sharon, it's Megan. How are you?
Good morning, Megan. I am so happy to speak with you this morning. Great show.
Thank you so much. Well, thank you so much. So tell our listeners, and look, I don't have kids, but if I could go every weekend on Saturday or Sunday when you're open to the farm, I would. But I would recommend anybody, I don't care what age you are, I don't care if you have kids or grandkids, you need to get out to this local treasure. Tell us a little bit about how you and Glenn started.
Way back, I started saving little sparrows out of the tree and little grasshoppers in a box when I was so young I couldn't even hold the box. And for the last 50 to 60 years, I have been saving animals, correcting what's wrong with them, taking them in, raising them up to let them loose, raising them up to get them better, raising them up so that they have a safe place to live where somebody won't harm them again. It has slowly gone into us saving farm animals that are abused and neglected around the valley. We take in animals almost daily. We don't take those in that have safe and adequate homes. We take in those animals that need help, that are in trouble, that have been abused, that have been abandoned, that have been treated so poorly in life that they don't have anywhere else to go. We give them a safe place to fall. We give them a safe environment to live in. And we give them amazing volunteers and people to help us help them along their way. We've been doing this for many, many, many years, 50 years here on this piece of ground. And we're completely staffed by volunteers. No one gets paid here. Everybody does it out of the love of their heart and out of the love of the animals. Glenn and I have been doing it for a very, very long time, and neither one of us have ever taken a paycheck out of here. So every donation and every dollar that comes our way through our farmers markets, through our fundraising, through any manner that we can receive funds, goes 100% towards caring for and helping the animals that we take in every day. Our feed bills are huge. Our power bills are huge, and we're so desperate in need for funds and so grateful for those that help us when they can.
Well, if everyone goes to barnbuddiesrescue.org, and that's barnbuddiesrescue.org, they can make the smallest donation of $5. They can make a monthly donation of any amount. You have it set up here pretty clearly. Your website is great. You can join something called the $5 Club. Bring us up to date. You had just rescued you know, when my mom and I came through, I was amazed at how many different types of animals you had under your care and the story that each animal had, how some were just dropped off on your doorstep. You had a llama, you had donkeys, you had goats. I love the goats. You had pigs. You just rescued a couple of pigs, female pigs, that were basically huddled under a bush. And this always tells me, geez, the animals must really like shade. So why isn't there an ordinance in Las Vegas to throw up a couple tarps? And all of your animals that you take in, you have those, like, they're not expensive, they're just tarps. And what I noticed when I came through is all of the animals, big and small, they all sought out the shade. You know, of course they did.
Do.
Always do. So
always.
You just took in a couple pigs that were severely abused, neglected, and abandoned. And one of the pigs is pregnant. Is that correct?
Absolutely. You know, we get calls probably 10 to 20 a month regarding pigs. And normally when I see these pigs, they're somewhat in decent shape. They're not too horrible. They've been in a family, but oh my, when I went out looking for these pigs, someone called and said, there's two pigs outside my gate. They're around the corner against a block wall. They're in the sun. They're in the heat. They look like they're in trouble. Well, I went out looking for them and I couldn't find them. And I looked and looked, and finally I called a friend to help direct me with a GPS in the streets where I was. And when I saw these two pigs huddled under this little tiny 2-foot bush, just panting and on their sides, they were so close to death, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. And about that time, the lovely lady that came around the corner that had called me with a pitcher of water, and we poured the water over them and we gave them a drink, and she had been watching them. By the time I got back with a couple of men to help me get them in the truck, these pigs were almost dead. Very close to death. The one in particular, the older one, was panting, and her body temperature had to be excessive. The little one, way, way too young to be pregnant, is obviously pregnant. And we loaded it in the back of the truck and got them home. We took a few pictures on the way as the men loaded them. And Meg and I have never, ever in 50 years plus seen such neglect and such abuse. These pigs were emaciated. They had open wounds. They have their hips and their shoulders have old scars where they've been laying on hard ground. Their hair and skin condition was disgusting. Their feet, oh my God, they've never had their feet cared for. For them to be cared for like this their entire life, I just can't even imagine.
So you
got them home.
Yep.
Yes,
you brought them home. You've given them shelter. You've given them food. You're feeding them watermelon. I've been reading about it. But you take in animals that are in such need of care, and that's why the donations that I want to raise for you are so critical, not only for the daily operations of your farm and the expansion by which you want to expand a couple acres, I believe it is adjacent there, but it is for the care of the abuse of the animals, because they come to you in such a deteriorated state that you have to make them whole, so it requires the vets and the veterinarians and bills and all of the care. Tell everybody where we can go to make a donation, either a one-time or a monthly donation, so that we can make sure that the animals in this valley will be continued to be taken so well care of. And then outside of the, tell everybody your website first.
www.barnbuddiesrescue.org. Or they can find us on www.thelasvegasfarm.com. Either one will get them to us.
TheLasVegasFarm.com or BarnBuddiesRescue.org. And then give us your address. Your
7222 West Grand Teton Drive, Las Vegas, 89131. They can call me anytime, day or night, 702-982-8000. We do not have an answer machine. A human being says hello. And you just can't have an answer machine when animals are in trouble. You've got to be available. So that's what we do. Our feed bill here is a minimum of $6,000 to $7,000 a month. our power bill to keep these animals cool and to freeze the water and to keep the 14 swamp coolers going is about $3,000 to $3,500, $3,600 a month. Our vet bills for every animal that comes in here usually ranges from $1,000 to $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 before we get them whole again. Many of them require massive amounts of care, massive amounts of veterinarian intervention, massive amounts of back and forth to the vet, or the vets come here. We have such extreme, and that's not bedding, that's not habitats, that's not the daily care that is needed here. So we are in always desperate need of funding and financing and trying to get this land. We must have this land in order to care for as many animals as we get called for every day. There just simply isn't anywhere else for them to go. We get so many calls, and we've got to be prepared to be able to care for these animals as best we can. And funding is absolutely needed and necessary. You can do it through our website. You can come by the market on Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 4 and hand it to us. You can put it in snail mail and get it to us. You can put it on a credit card. You can put it, you can buy things through Amazon. You can do so many different things to help us care for these animals and defray some of the costs that we have to come up with every single month. And it's an enormous task taking care of the animals that need care in this valley. Enormous.
Well, we can all go to barnbuddiesrescue.org or thelasvegasfarm.com, make donations. I really want that land secured so you can bring in more animals. I know we've raised about half the amount of money you need. I know that there are people out there listening that can contribute $5, $10, $100, whatever you can contribute at a one-time or a monthly basis. I implore you to do so. If you want to go visit Sharon and Glenn and all of the animals, including the two newest pigs that they brought in, please do. It's, again, 7222 West Grand Teton Drive, Las Vegas, Nevada. Phone number 702-982-8000. Sharon, you are a blessing. I was so pleased to meet you and Glenn. I'm going to come back to the farm when I'm in town for a little bit longer than just a week and come and visit the animals and you two again. And God bless you and all that you've done for the unfortunate animals that have suffered under the hands of others. I really appreciate all the work that you're doing in this valley.
Thank you so much, Megan, and God bless you. And give your mama, Candy, such a big hug from me. We love you both and appreciate everything you're doing to help us help these animals. They need everybody's help desperately.
Thank you so much, Sharon. You're welcome. You're welcome. Anytime.